I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Chef Marcus Samuelson has said, for many of us, clean water is so plentiful and readily available that we rarely, if ever, pause to consider what life would be like without it. I think this can be especially true if you live in northern Minnesota, a place known for its abundant, clean lakes, rivers, and ponds. But even here, in the land of 10,000 lakes, population increases and pollution are threatening to strain our water resources. Educating our young people about the issues involved will be a key to the long-term health of our natural environment. The recently held Youth Water Summit in Grand Rapids helps local fifth graders learn about the issues in an active and entertaining way. I attended this year and talked briefly with the organizer.
I'm Dave Lick, and I'm the president of Itasca Waters. We've been in operation for about 13 years now, and we're a water advocacy group for Itasca County. We do as much education as we possibly can muster to try to influence people to do the right thing when it comes to best management practices around and in the water. We're a strictly voluntary group. And this particular event that's taking place on May 22nd, 2018 is one of our specialties in which we involve the fifth grade students from throughout the county. The schools that are involved are Grand Rapids, Big Fork, St. Joseph, and this year Greenway Coleraine, last year Deer River, but this year they were unable to attend. It's about 450 fifth graders tomorrow with about 100 volunteers from the community that so graciously help out. It's a big day, and we have about 45 different topics that are covered regarding water, anywhere from aquatic invertebrates to aquatic vegetation to rain gardens to buffers to shoreline management to surface tension to photosynthesis to hydraulics to lead tackle. It's a menagerie of water topics.
The day started with a welcome from Dave and a Native American perspective on water.
I want to welcome you, and I want to try to do it in the Native American tongue. Who's you? Fifth graders, parents, volunteers, and presenters, thanks a ton for coming today. I want to introduce to you the two people that are going to do the opening ceremony at the 8th Annual Youth Water Summit. Noreen and Patty.
Bonjour, nous de Queen Indigenous cause. Gangaranchi Wanam, Ninojaba, again, Nindodame. My name is Wind Woman, and I'm from Gangaranchi Wanam, which is the place of the forever flowing rapids, which is Grand Rapids.
Yay!
And I am Otter Clan.
Hello, my name is Noreen Fatula. Thank you for coming today.
I'm going to give you a little bit of an introduction of how we as Ojibwe people look at water. We look at water as a living thing with a spirit. And we sing songs to our water because we believe that water and understand what we are singing. We pray for our water because, as you all know, water is life. The Niniwabu song translates to water, you are our lifeblood. And if you think about it, the water on the earth runs through rivers that are like veins of our Mother Earth. So this song is about the water being our lifeblood.
Niniwabu and Ayan, Aki Miskwi Niniwabu. Hey-ya, 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 hey. Hey-ya, 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 hey. Niniwabu.
And then the 450 students were divided into small groups to spend a half an hour at some of the 45 stations. The opportunities included many types of information and activities, ranging from hydraulics to invasive species and water chemistry, from water art to kayaking, phenology, and nature journaling.
Do you guys know the chemical formula for water?
H2O.
H2O. So H2O, how it splits or dissociates is the scientific word for like water when it breaks apart. Water splits into H plus ions and OH negative ions. When those are equal, the pH is 7. So like pure water has a pH of 7. The lakes aren't pure because there's different things in them, but a pH of around 7 is optimal. All right, so what we're going to do first is we have some common household substances in the middle, and Zach is going to take you through like a little bit of a pH strip testing.
One of the important stations allowed the kids to talk about what they had learned and also what they could do to be part of the solution.
I see trash pretty much everywhere I go, so I pick it up and grind it up.
You're not mincing any words. You're saying it just like it is. You see it everywhere.
From the Youth Water Summit, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
Way-a-hey-a, 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 way-a-hey-hey.